requests and other items, and then I believe we are done. So.
And I don't have any additional report from my written report.
Music to my ears. Board member requests for future agenda items.
Mr. Chair, do we need to do, not necessarily a future agenda item, but do we need to formally disband the subcommittee? Is that an on the record? Is that a?
No, I don't believe so, because that was formed within the discretion of the chairman, and we didn't make a formal three-member committee.
Okay.
So I have the authority, and will announce that I've disbanded it.
Didn't want to skip it.
So. And just so everybody knows, the interest there is a way to expedite and keep us on track for elk and freshwater.
So, Mr. Chair, you asked for future agenda items.
Yes,
I have one for you, Matt. I need you to listen to this. Attaboy. Yesterday, State Senator Mike McGuire and Congressman Jared Huffman announced that the Red Flat Nickel Corporation has rescinded their permit to do strip mining in the North Fork of the Smith River, which I am very happy to hear. But it also reminds me, and I'd mentioned this to Samantha this morning, I would like this board to seriously consider taking steps to somehow recognize the Smith River as not only a true jewel of the state of California, but also one of the natural wonders of the world. And we had talked about this briefly, about a special designation that this board could convey on that water body. I really would ask us to consider that. Agendize it, have a serious discussion about it, find out what the staff commitment time would be, what we as board members, what I as a board member could do to expedite this. But I mean, these kinds of threats will always be before us. And you know, if anybody in this room has never gone to the Smith River, do yourself a favor. It is a true jewel to see.
I believe that's already in the hopper, so why don't you explain that? And I know the board's given direction now 3-4 times. So, and thank you for bringing it up.
We do have staff that are in, well, Alita Mangelsdorf and one of our scientific aides has been looking into the process for doing outstanding national resource water designations. There's some consideration of folding it into the renewal of the U.S. Forest Service waiver. That wouldn't match up perfectly, frankly, with the Smith River. And so that probably will not be the venue that we would designate the Smith River, but we do have a process that we're going through to look at how to make those designations.
And one other comment, I do realize staff has other designations just because that keeps coming up, but I want to make sure that does not delay this, that those could be considered independently and we keep this on a fast track.
Okay, great.
And with that, if there's nothing else, I'm going to adjourn. Thank you.